nuclear power in general, there's major problems with it. And the last problem, for example, at Chernobyl in 1986. But many of the defenders of nuclear power said that couldn't happen in a properly designed nuclear power plant that had these extraordinary containers. The reality, what happened, in three of the reactors, the radioactive material came right through the strusses. So two things people will have to take seriously with nuclear power in the future. It will be much more expensive because you're going to have to build now in the context of what happened at Fukushima. And the second is geography and geology. No one expected that a tsunami of the height that it was going to come in something like 45 feet across where the nuclear power plant was and do the damage it did. So in a sense, you're back to the situation. Nuclear power, you know, is very, very dangerous. And all you need is one mistake and you can have catastrophic effects.
But is it possible to build a reactor that is safe, in inverted commas?
Well, they thought the ones at Fukushima were safe.
Exactly.
And they found that they had looked after many aspects of it, but they hadn't looked after the fact that the auxiliary power was coming from generators that were on the ground floor and they were knocked out. But that can happen anywhere. For example, the building of nuclear power plants, they're going to continue in China. Earthquakes there happen very regularly. So again, one earthquake above 9 on the Richter scale and you destroy this the nuclear power plant. It's interesting that in almost all of those countries now, for example, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, that the hierarchy, the bishops have come out against nuclear power. For many years, the Vatican's presence at the International Atomic Energy Agency's in Vienna was in favour of nuclear, civilian nuclear power. They were always very opposed to military nuclear power. Of course, many people like myself would say military nuclear power and civilian nuclear power, they're Siamese twins and they're probably joined together up at the neck or at the shoulder. So it now has changed its position in response to what happened at Fukushima. And here you have, in a sense, the country after the United States where you have more nuclear scientists, better trained people. If this could happen in a sophisticated country like that, what would happen, for example, if you had a nuclear power plant in a place like Nigeria or the Philippines? So I actually also think that the money that people were to put into nuclear power, because it's hugely expensive, if that now is invested in alternative means of energy, like will happen in Germany and Japan itself, I think that is the way forward.
And yet there are those who say these other sources simply cannot meet our energy needs for the future. What's your answer to that?
Partly because the grid that we have is very traditional. For example, the reason for nuclear power plants is because, as you say, it can deliver very quickly if you have a problem, for example, at the end of the day when everyone goes home and turns on the washing machine and the air conditioner. But there are now new processes of delivering energy. And so in many places, the companies say, we will be happy, but we will be designing our system that you will cut down on your air condition for 2 hours at that particular period of time. So the delivery systems will be quite different. And as I look down the road, in many situations, places where people live with photovoltaic, you will be developing maybe 20 or 30% of the energy that you're using in your house. So in a sense, you're not going to have the same need for this big, huge distribution network. Look at it from the point of view of communications. 40 years ago, telephones were linked. You had pylons going right across the world. Now look at the revolution that the mobile phone brought. And that kind of revolution is coming into the delivery of energy itself. And that's why I don't think we'll have the need for these huge capacity operations that nuclear power is.
As you say, the Japanese bishops, obviously, but also countries like Korea and the Philippines have been quite outspoken in their opposition to nuclear power. Would you like to see the church having a stronger voice in this?
Well, I would, particularly now in the context of what happened at Fukushima and the danger that could happen anywhere else on the planet. And as I say, if you put money into nuclear power, like in Britain, you will not put money into the alternatives. And they need huge R&D to develop them in such a way that I say you've smaller power grids and much more of your power has been generated around areas like your home.